AP News, I'm Ed Donahue at the Air Force Academy graduation in Colorado.
The American people's support for Ukraine will not waver. We've always stand up for democracies, always.
President Biden says the U.S. flag means a lot around the world.
Freedom, opportunity, possibilities, hope. It's who we are. It's what we fight for. It's why we choose this path.
Meantime, in Ukraine, officials say three people, including a 9-year-old girl, were killed in Kyiv in Russian attacks. The spotlight is now in the Senate after the House passed a budget cuts and debt ceiling bill. The Treasury Department says the government will go into default next week if Congress doesn't raise the debt limit. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're getting right to work.
At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk. And any change to this bill that forces us to send it back to the House would be entirely unacceptable. It would almost guarantee default.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says this bill averts default.
And just as importantly, it makes the most serious headway in years toward curbing Washington Democrats' reckless spending addiction.
Schumer and McConnell are working for passage by the end of the week. Senators are insisting on amendments to reshape the package. Spirit Airlines and Air Canada are dealing with technical issues that have delayed some of the airline's flights. The U.S. imposed sanctions on an Iranian Revolutionary Guard official and others it says took part in wide-ranging plots to kill former National Security Advisor John Bolton and others around the world. A member of the far-right Oath Keepers, who was part of a security detail for former President Donald Trump's longtime advisor Roger Stone before storming the Capitol, was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. Some momentum on Wall Street. Stocks have moved higher. This is AP News. Jordan's crown prince married a Saudi architect in a star-studded ceremony. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
As the bride, Rajwa Al-Saif, arrived at the ceremony in Zahran Palace wearing an elegant white dress, the intimate crowd broke into applause. As soon as the nuptials were sealed in the signing of a marriage contract known as the Katab Al-Kitab, the celebrations began. The couple left the ceremony both with beaming smiles. The wedding drew a star-studded guest list, including Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate, as well as US First Lady Jill Biden. Thousands watched the nuptials on TV throughout the country, and some 18,000 people packed into an amphitheatre to view it on a widescreen. The well-wishers jumped to their feet, waving flags when the couple finally married. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.